Here's my, and I've been talking all along, so I'll be brief. You know, we keep talking about fracking in the middle of this, and to me, they're two separate things, right? So fracking happens. This is not a ban on fracking. I'm not saying you're going to, don't frack in the village. I'm saying there's this byproduct of some process. Whether it's good or bad or indifferent, there's a byproduct of a process that happens away from here, out of our state, and potentially could get shipped here and put on our roads, and I don't know what's in that product. I mean, this is my 20%. So whether or not it's 1/1,000,000,000th of a radioactive particle per 1/1,000,000,000th of whatever, to me, yes, it's about facts, but it's also about the unknown. If I don't know what's going on our roads and I don't see the harm in banning it, what's the difference? So we're not talking a big cost differential that we're gonna say, okay, rock salt is $100,000 and this brine is free, or this brine is $1.20. To me, the risk is too high to put something on our road. I do take Mr. Village's comments that, you know, get a cup of it and have it analyzed. I am not sure that that's the answer either, because, you know, and my analogy is going to be silly, but just bear with me. You know, the Whopper is different than the Big Mac. So every time somebody brings in a new bucket of new brine here, then we need to stop it at the border, have a chemist on hand, have a village chemist take a look at it and say, oh, this is good for the road. This can go on the road versus the next guy that comes in. I don't know that I want to get into that business. And I don't really know what the volume of this brine is going to be, right? I mean, we don't know. I haven't. And Lou, I'll ask you a pointed question. Has anybody called the village hall and said, I've got brine for sale? Okay, so, and Peckham, have any of your vendors, let's say Peckham, have they ever called in the past year and said, we're thinking about adding brine to our salt mixture? Are you, does that bother you? Have you had any of those conversations?
At this time, no. People have said it's all brine right now, but it's calcium brine. It's not fracking brine.
Right.
And they use calcium on the roads.
Okay.
But as far as fracking brine, I've had one phone call, and it was by this group asking for the law, all right, if we had a law or a resolution in place, and I said, not to my knowledge, I sent them to the town office, and Betsy, I think, is the one that's been working.
Okay. All right. So my recommendation is this. We do have a couple of housekeeping items on this local law. Mm-hmm. We kept our word and did a public hearing tonight, had heard from everyone. I hope everybody did have a chance to speak up and said their piece. What we'll do is I'm going to need a week or two to sit down with the board, sit down with the attorney, take a look at some of these changes. I've heard from two board members that would like to do a little bit more research. I have one board member, Mr. Chewins, who's absent tonight. I'd like to have him read the meeting notes that our clerk is producing and then have him ask additional questions from there. So I would say, from a timeline perspective, unless the board disagrees, I think that we'll come back, not with a vote, but come back at our two-week regular meeting. Are we in 2 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
Just to make sure I
understand.
Second Wednesday of the month. Come back to that meeting, have another good dialogue with the folks on the board, open discussion, and then we'll make a decision whether or not we have to have a new public hearing. If we're come to a conclusion that night that we can make a vote on it and don't have to make changes to this document, then we'll go ahead and take a vote on it that night.